Good evening, church. For those that don't know, I've had 8 knee surgeries, so I'm going to sit down for this if you don't mind. The title of my lesson tonight is Dealing with Your Sin. Please remember to be gracious because I haven't done anything like this in church in almost 20 years. There is something terribly wrong with the world. In the first Matrix movie, Morpheus says to Neo, "You know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind driving you mad." I could relate to this feeling when I was growing up, that there was something wrong with the world, but I didn't know what. Well, I'm here tonight to say that sin is the thing that is wrong with the world, and we need to learn how to deal with it according to God's word. So you see, sin separates people from the righteous relationship with God that He desires to have with each one of us. If you're not a Christian, the Bible can teach you how to deal with this problem. First, you have to hear the message about Jesus and what He did for you on the cross. Acts 2, 36 through 39 reads, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.'" Peter said to the people on the day of Pentecost that they had crucified the Lord. Now let's think about that for a second. Were all 3,000 people that were baptized that day, were they there when Jesus was crucified? Probably not. But Peter still said that they were responsible for Jesus' death. Now, how could that be? How could people who weren't there be responsible for Jesus' death? It was because of their sin. They were responsible for His death because of their sin, and so are you, and so am I. So after you hear about what Jesus did for you and believe it, and if you're cut to the heart to the point where you say, "What shall I do?" then the scripture says you must repent and be baptized, which is full immersion in water, in order to receive forgiveness for your former sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit that only dwells within those who are in Christ, the members of His body, which is the church. This is how a person deals with their sin before becoming a Christian, and what I did when I studied the Bible in the Los Angeles Church of Christ. Now, the next question is, how does a Christian deal with their sin? Because the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins to Jesus, that He is faithful and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 7 tells us that the blood of Jesus is what cleanses us of our sins. And then later in 1 John 3:4 through 10, the Bible says, "Whoever practices sin has not seen Him and does not know Him." Now let's think about that for a second. When you practice something, whether it is a musical instrument, a sport like football, or a martial art such as Taekwondo, it's something you do at least 3 to 6 days a week. Now, I would not be dogmatic about the number, but if a person is sinning in a particular way more than once or twice a week, then according to 1 John 3, they are practicing sin. For example, if a Christian gets into sin, then they must confess to Jesus for forgiveness, repent, and continue the rest of the week to overcome their flesh by the power of the Spirit. If they do this, then they have not practiced sin. They sinned, and because of their confession of Jesus, they've been forgiven. So when they take communion and thank God for His grace, then they have taken communion in a worthy manner. In Galatians 5:16 through 18, the Bible says that if a person lives by the Spirit, then they will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And Romans 8:1 through 17 says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Verse 9 says that we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in us. As a Christian, when you feel like giving into sin, when a Christian feels weak in the spirit, then Jesus said in Luke 11:11-13, that they should pray to the Father, who will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. What if a Christian is giving in to a particular sin every day of the week? What should they do? Well, they should still confess to Jesus in prayer for forgiveness, but James 5 tells us a few more things. James 5:13-14 says that if anyone is suffering or sick, that they should call the elders to pray over them, and the prayer in faith will heal them. Verse 16 says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another, so that you will be healed. So sickness can be a sign of unrepentant sin, and this is confirmed in God's word by a second witness in 1 Corinthians 11:27-30. If a person confesses and the elders pray over them in faith, they could be healed both physically, if it's the Lord's will, and spiritually. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all who are heavily burdened. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your souls, because my burden is light. I'd like to suggest that sin is part of the burden that Jesus was referring to in this verse. And if we take His yoke upon us, which is the Holy Spirit, then we will find rest for our souls. Paul explained how to do this in Galatians 5 and Romans 8. And this is what John meant when he said in 1 John 5:3-4, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. So how do we keep His commandments? Live by the Spirit, and His yoke will be easy and light. With that now having been said, I'd like to say that all of this must be done by faith. Without faith, upon baptism, all you get is wet. Without faith, when we confess sin to Jesus now, there is no forgiveness for sin. And without living by faith, through the power of the Spirit, all a person is doing is following a rule book by human effort, which is like dirty rags in God's eyes. And that's in Isaiah 64:6. And let us not forget what the Bible says in James 2:18-19. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. The demons also believe and tremble. So in conclusion, as a Christian, I have a friend in Jesus who I confess to, who is able to forgive me when I sin. He's the only one who can do that and cleanse me with his blood. And if you're a Christian, then he can do the same for you too. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, then I would encourage you to ask someone to study the Bible with you and show you how to overcome the problem of sin so that you can have the relationship with God that he wants to have with you, where he dwells within you through his Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Are you washing the blood of the Lamb? Are you closely trusting in his grace? Are you washing the blood of the Lamb? Are you washing the blood of the Lamb? In the soul-searching blood of the Lamb?
Are you washing the blood?